Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. Now we're in the second half. It's part two of chapter 29. Chapter 29 is Developing an Abundance Mindset. And now we're dealing with the great network of people. The great network of people who help you out is part of your own personal abundance. You gain from them and from people whom you might never meet in person. Their actions have a positive impact on your life. This impact may come in many forms, whether it's from the electricity and utilities you use, or to technology and inventions that you benefit from, such as modern transportation, medicine, and other products. Let's say that you need a small, relatively inexpensive item. You might look for it in a large store filled with thousands of products. Because of this abundance, the store will have the small item you need in stock just when you need it. This is part of your personal abundance. Even though you might buy something from this store just once in a few years or once in a lifetime, the fact that you can obtain it is part of the abundance of the world from which you can gain. The first tractate of the Talmud, Tractate Brachos, page 58a, states that when a great sage saw a large multitude of people on the Temple Mount during the holidays, he would comment, "Blessed be he who has created all these people to serve me." He was aware that through all the effort, work, and toil of so many people, his personal wants and needs were met. This is not self-centered, selfish, and limited thinking. Rather, it's an acknowledgement of the tremendous network that each of us has available. You become more aware of what you gain from others. You are all part of the same world, the world that the Creator has made available to all of His creation. Enhance your feeling of abundance in your world by thinking about the masses of people on the planet and how you ultimately gain from so many who have lived before and are alive now. An abundance mindset will add greatly to the quality of your self-conversations.